Welcome to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast, where we discuss various dog training topics to help you become the best leader for your dog. Marvin Pierce has over 20 years of experience with obedience training for dogs located in the Sherwood, Oregon area. Offering private lessons and group clinics, the dog teacher has been able to change the lives of dog owners by helping them develop and maintain an obedient dog. For more information, contact us at marvinpiercedogteacher.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your morning everywhere in the United States now, still early. So, no, it ain't either. East Coast, it's afternoon. So, afternoon to the East Coast. So, the other day, Bianca, we done a leash clinic when we didn't do a leash clinic. You know?
I do know.
And I'm blaming it on Pie and Taos's mom.
How could you blame the client?
Because I asked them. I said, this is a leash clinic, right? And they're like, yes. I'm like, okay. I just wanted to make sure. And so we done a leash clinic for an hour, which was really good, I think. I feel it came out good. But I don't think that we, I don't know. You could do leash clinics all day, every day, and still be not maybe where you want to be, you know. Are we trying to set up our camera?
Oh, I can,
I still feel that the clinic went really good. Huh?
Yeah.
Because you could never have enough leash work.
Yeah.
And let's talk, what is the day? Tuesday? Monday? Monday? Let's Monday. Talk about what do we have scheduled for the week. I've seen a group walk.
Okay, I'm posting this on Facebook, so give me just a second. Chat about.
All right, we'll talk about whatever I want to talk about right now. Bianca's doing something else. So, recall with dogs. I think that that's one of the easier things to do if you don't go out too far, too quick, and too much excitement for your dog, being it's playing ball or chasing stock or working stock or riding bikes or hiking through the mountains or whatever you're doing. There's so many times people will get way past where their training level is. And we just talked to someone about that that just left here with Bob. They live on some acreage, and they have acreage available. They live out of town, I guess, and they have acreage available to let Bob run on their dog. And it's he's already ran on that place and on neighbors' places because he'll escape once in a while chasing a squirrel or a rabbit or whatever. And for them, our biggest concern was they keep their dog close enough on a long line until they establish the recall and try to get him in different areas that he can be trained on. And it's the same thing for me. So many times with training a dog on a leash in town, there's times when we tell the people to try to stay out of the real bad part of the neighborhood where the dog gets in so much trouble from other dogs or bicycles or skateboarders until they get their dog doing good for them and respecting them. Most of the dogs that go home from here, I think Bianca and I could walk them about anywhere and not worry about what's there. But whenever it's the human that owns the dog in the neighborhood where the dog got in so much trouble for a 6 months or a year or two of his life or whatever it is, it makes it really hard for the dog to win in that neighborhood because the person already knows that dog's three fence posts down and the person starts accidentally, not knowingly tightening their leash, getting prepared for it. And to me, that's kind of like cueing your dog to get ready because you got to launch into action and try to go get to that dog or skateboard or bicycle or whatever it is. I was watching a show last night where a guy was shooting some kind of varmints. I don't remember even what it was. Oh, he was target practicing at the time, getting ready to go shoot a varmint that was digging under their house or their shed. And he had his lab mix, I think, lab it looked to be like, but whatever it was, out there with him. And he was shooting a small caliber gun, and he had his dog set and stay, and didn't have a leash on, of course. He lived out in the country, but he had his dog just set and stay while he shot his gun. And he said he's trying to get his dog better so he can go duck hunting with it or whatever. And so for me, I do shoot guns and have guns, but when you go from a 22 shorts is what he was shooting, is really quiet, to a 12-gauge shotgun duck hunting, the noise level is huge in the difference, and the dog's adrenaline is a lot different because he knows what his target practice, and the dog already knows he don't get to go chase nothing, but when he goes duck hunting, dog knows he does. And so it's fun to see that guy was actually working with his dog with a gun with a small caliber that doesn't make much noise to get his dog used to it. And that's, for me, what I always try to talk to people about whenever they're going to go home from their dog from boarding train here. Try to make sure you can work your dog up to the level of excitement that you want. And for me, I feel that you should be able to let your dog chase a squirrel or chase a rabbit, or you just have to be able to call them up with that at any time. You know, if the rabbit or the squirrel goes under the fence to the neighbor's property, you got to call your dog off. Or if he's going to try to run out in the road or whatever, you know, you should call your dog off way before he gets close to the road. But there's just so many times that people want to let their dogs do that as a puppy to get exercise so they sleep better and they get in less trouble. And it ends up not working so well because the dog got into being an adrenaline junkie to chase those varmints, and then he just don't listen no more. So, Bianca, oh, Brett.
Natalie says, good to see you guys watching with Daphne right now.
Hi, Natalie. Hi, Daphne.
Hey, which one's Daphne?
That really blonde shelter dog.
Really?
Yeah.
That's one person that we talk about once in a while. Unless she's just hiding something that we don't see, you know? It's just unreal what that kid did with that dog.
She did, yeah.
Remember, we had no confidence that started.
Yeah.
It's like, holy crap. And
yeah.
It just, I don't know.
We don't very much expect people in the 18-ish age range to follow through and train on their dog the way that she did. And she did it and had fun.
Especially when she got it and made it so bad in like 3 or 4 days.
Not even. 48 hours, yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it just goes to show you what determination will do for about
anything. She wanted the dog, she wanted to keep the dog, she knew what it was going to take to keep the dog, and she did it. And she gave
it a shelter. Well, we taught her. She didn't know. She thought that you took it home, let it sleep in the bed, and feed it cheeseburgers and hug it. Remember, and it got in trouble. And then when she came here, she just followed through.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just amazes me. Because it wasn't an easy dog either for her.
Yeah.
You know, that dog had a lot of energy and honoriness bred into it.
Yeah.
And she...
Well, it was a shelter dog that knew nothing.
But it wasn't it like a German Shepherd...
Something I don't remember mixed. What she was,
Yeah, it was just a high drive kind of dog, and came straight out of the shelter being ornery, you know, and it's just, it goes to show you, like I said, what you can do, and I don't know how much time she even spends with the dog, you know, I don't know a whole lot, I haven't seen her for a long time. We've seen her dog once in a while.
We see the dog every once in a while, and the dog's always really cool.
Yeah, the dog's cool. And it's just really, I don't know, it's just, it's so fun for me to see that. And so rewarding for what we do, too. You know, to see that somebody goes home and follows through and how cool their dog is because of the start that we gave the dog and the information we gave the owner to go along with the start. It makes it fun to see that they turned out so well. And we have a lot of success stories like this, too, but a lot of them we don't get to see because sometimes when they get the dogs cool, they don't come back a lot. They don't need us for boarding, you know. They board them elsewhere or have a house setter or whatever the case is, which we're always excited about that, too, you know. But it's just fun when we get to see them like Z, you know.
Zion.
Z and Zion.
Yeah, though. Okay. Yeah.
And Goofy, you know, and I mean, Maddie, remember how spoiled Maddie was. And she lives on a farm, Maddie does, mm-hmm. and she's so cool now. Steve really does a great job with her. And it's fun to see these dogs get to have that kind of freedom and still be so cool. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think that whenever he comes back to get Maddie, they're pretty ornery together in the veterinary, or the Sallyport, letting her jump around and hug on him, him hugging on her. And so it shows that once you put that time and training in, you can do that with your dog and mm-hmm. still have a super cool dog, you know?
That is such a hard thing for people to understand. Like, I think sometimes people think that you think all dogs should approach their owners like a tent hut and always be like
yeah.
in a sit and being chill and not getting excited to see your dog. But getting to the point where you come in the house and you're like, what's up, buddy? And yeah. you get your dog all crazy is earned once the dog has started to consistently show you respect in all areas.
And once you show dog respect.
Yeah, and if your dog isn't showing you respect in all the areas because you're not putting in the work, you know, if your dog's not, it's because either you haven't learned how to reinforce or stop bad habits. But we don't want your dogs to all be robots. It's just that the clients are so willy-nilly and dilly-dally with their whole program that we want your dog to not jump on you, mouth at you, be disrespectful. And if they don't recall and they're batshit crazy when people come in your door, you shouldn't be walking in your door going, what's up, man? Yeah, making them all crazy. But if your dog is polite when people come over, does listen to you when you recall it, does go in a crate well, does place, does walk nicely, then you can do whatever once your whole relationship is in a healthier place. But when your whole relationship has issues with boundaries and respect, and most of the time, again, this is on the owner, but that's just such a misconception with the people who come to lessons and they, you watch it happen when you tell them to pet the dog and they give one pet and they, have their hands at their side and they're like, oh, okay, I'm not allowed to pet my dog. But they get this whole misunderstanding of, no, it's not that you can't pet your dog. It's that you need to chill out for a while because your dog thinks you're a pet affection treat dispenser.
That's what happens with the dogs that, like me, if you've got a young family, you know, and we'll use Maddie, for instance. If you have a young family, you know, husband and wife, and they're young, the kids are young, and they let their dog be dingy and knock everybody down at the door, you know, and they're okay with that, you know. But for me, when their 98-year-old grandma or grandpa comes over, grandma and grandpa both on walkers,
yeah.
and
yeah.
come in the house, and if you can't just tell your dog to go place and behave,
yeah.
then you might not have accomplished what I feel you should accomplish
yeah.
before you show that affection with your dogs
yeah.
at the door.
Yeah.
You know, because even with kids, you know, if you have company that comes over with little kids, I mean, I like all kids to like dogs, you know, but it's not much fun for the little 4-year-old kid that comes over that's not really used to dogs, and your dog's over there beating them with her tail and knocking
yeah.
them down, you know, and licking on them and jumping on them. Kind of takes it out of it. And the like you're talking about, the dog shows the affection like Steve and Maddie. I remember back when it went around everywhere. I mean, it was like almost went viral that I said dogs couldn't sleep in a bed or be on furniture, you know.
Yeah.
But it was only because of those people didn't hear the rest of what I said, because when I said that part of it, they kind of lost focus with me. And
right.
they went on the side that I didn't want dog on a bed or on a furniture. But your dog can, it's like you said at the door, they can be anywhere you allow them to be as long as you can control the situation.
Right.
You know, but when you go over and ask your dog to get off the couch and he bites you.
Right.
Maybe he shouldn't be laying on the couch. I
yeah.
mean, that's just for me, Kelly.
Yeah, if you're dealing with reactivity, aggression, resource guarding, anything behaviorally in that realm, your dog probably doesn't need to be on the furniture.
Yeah.
And if you can't get over kicking it off the furniture for a while, then you are the main behavioral hiccup.
And see, that's what you just said there, kicking it off the furniture, is what got me in trouble. She didn't mean literally kick it off the furniture.
Have a boundary that they're not allowed on the furniture.
Ask it to get off the furniture, and it gets off the furniture, you know? But it's funny for what you have to say nowadays in the world, you know, and we talk about that a lot, too. People get so wound up about what we say and other people say, and anymore, it doesn't bother me. I give a shit less. Keyboard warriors, you know, I don't care. But when me and Bianca talks about kicking a dog off a couch or never letting them on a bed, we don't literally mean that, you know. So, and if you wonder, you know, shoot us a question on here and ask us, you know, what our thoughts are on any part of the dog training. We'll be glad to answer it as long as it's reasonable. I mean, I don't really have time for keyboard warriors, I guess, be on their stuff, but it's so rewarding to see, like, Maddie and that little gal's dog, the blonde-colored dog we just talked about, how cool those dogs are because of the amount of time and effort that the owners put into making them a nice dog. And, you know, we once in a while we sell a pup around here, and we raise and train a puppy and then sell it, you know. Rehome it, I guess. I wouldn't say we rehome it because we don't need to find it a home. We could keep the dog if we want, but we end up with somebody who wants a cool pup that's already trained. And man, those pups, when they go there, like Si, what was he, 6-7 months old when she got him? That dog was so cool, and she kept him cool.
She's working on making him even cooler.
She just don't never quit, I don't think, because she has fun with it, you know. And
And she's really proud of it.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. It makes her feel good to wake up in the morning and be like, damn, I got a cool dog.
And my mom is that way, too. My mom had the dog trained before she took it home, and she thanks me all the time. And I tell her, Mom, you don't have to. I'm glad you're grateful, but you don't have to thank me anymore, because at this point, you'd have screwed it up. If you aren't following through, you would have screwed it up by now. And all the work. Your results now are totally you. You know, you got a good start, but it's not stuck that way. Yeah. It's that you took it home and followed through on it. And that dog's allowed on the bed and totally jumps up and watches a Hallmark movie with my mom in the evening, and then she goes down to her crate for the night.
And it's so fun to see that. And some people think the puppy like side don't get a puppy life, you know, because they're trained so early. And it's just the opposite in my world. They get such a cool puppy life because they started training earlier and they got so much more freedom.
That's such a I don't know what the right word is, misunderstood thing too. Like if you have a dog like Ollie just went home that we were training and selling her. For her, what is a good owner to you?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, there's a good owner and then there's a great owner.
Okay, what is a good owner to you?
Someone who exercises her dogs and continues training on them, keeps them out of trouble. Feeds them good, vets them good, you know. They don't have to take them on 5-mile hikes, and they don't have to train on them every day, every time they get them out of the kennels or the crates. For me, it's a matter of the people keeping the dogs, keeping them good and letting them have fun in life, you know. So, I mean, that's the fun part about it.
And then if you ask our general client before they've gone through the training, what do you think their average answer would be on what most of the general public thinks a good owner is?
Let your dog play a lot, let your dog be silly a lot, let him have 500 toys, let him sleep on the couch, let him sleep on the bed, let him run loose in the house
pup
all
cups.
The time.
Yeah.
Pup cups, of course, forgot about those.
Yeah.
Ride around in the car loose so he can run around and visit with everybody in the car.
Yeah,
for sure. Just the opposite of what I would do.
And it's not even like the opposite of what you would do in debating about everyone's opinions. I think that most people are so lost at what a dog is and truly needs.
Yes, people think a dog, a puppy's human.
People get a German Shepherd, and they just wanted the German Shepherd because it's this beautiful, yeah, you know.
It's cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's a cool-looking dog. People are intimidated by
You feel
strong and powerful having one on the leash.
Status.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally admit that I would walk around with a Doberman if I didn't know what it's like to live with a Doberman. I'm not even talking smack about Dobermans. They're just like super high energy, super high drive, and they're kind of dingy. So you really have to have a lot of time to keep them right. So, but like if Dobermans acted like Labs, I would have two of them and I would walk through town every day. They're so freaking cool looking. A big Great Dane, I would walk around with them all the time. But most people are so lost. They get the German Shepherd. Maybe they live in an apartment. Not even dogging on people who live in an apartment, because I think some people who live in an apartment exercise their dogs more properly than people who have a yard.
Yeah, for sure.
But they want the dog to just be a couch potato house pet, and it's not getting any fulfillment. We went to Cookies the other day and let Mari and Tilly, our Labs, run around. Super nice of her to let us bring them. We brought our dogs and let them and Gus run around in the pond. And we left and we both were like, all we did was walked in a loop and watched dogs play in a swamp, but those dogs were so fulfilled because they're Labs, and whatever Gus is, he was fulfilled. Yeah. He was being a dog, getting swampy, running through the water, running around in grass. That was way more high quality enrichment than a snuffle mat. Or a Kong with peanut butter in it. And I think when you experience watching the dogs be fulfilled in the way that they genetically need, it's so much more rewarding to the humans too. But people are so like far away from that in
general.
They are.
And you know, a lot of people can't or don't provide that for their dogs, you know.
They're thinking, I need to love it enough. I need to let it run. I need to let it get its wiggles out. I need to give it more toys. I need to get it more colored bandanas. I need to get it treats, get it different frozen things, get it those puzzles, rather than, I have a golden retriever. Maybe I should take it to running around in a field and play fetch.
You know, for me, when I trained my first dog, it was a Sport, a chocolate lab. I've owned several dogs named Sport, but... And like I said, this was, I think, in 93. When I got that puppy, I had to determine what I was going to make it a bird dog, and I was going to bird hunt, not knowing that I didn't really want to bird hunt, you know. But so I got a chocolate lab, and I started training him, and I got that book, Walter's Water Dog, I think it was, and I used that. The thing I was missing was a pond. I had a lake or a river because I live right here by the Willamette. And I'm like, okay, to get what I want, I need a pond. So what did I do? I didn't like sit back and cry and say, oh, I'm going to skip this stage in life. Not saying you should do it or I don't recommend doing it, but I started driving down driveways that had a pond and knocking on doors. And I found one right here in town. I won't say where because I don't ever want everybody else doing it, but right here close to Newburgh. And I knocked on the door, and I told him that I had a lab puppy, and I was wanting to train it to be a duck dog and a bird dog, and I needed a pond. And I said, is there any way I could rent time in your pond or use your pond? I'll use it all you want. Just pull out here. But I approached them with everything nicely, you know, and I might have helped. But they let me, and I went down there and trained my dog in a pond. So then I went to the river and trained down there on recall or retrieving. But I think there's so many times that people don't realize that, even like the people do set your dogs free here once a week when we have it, their dogs get so much enjoyment out of that because it's all controlled or no real ornery dogs there, you know. And the people have a really good time watching their dogs run and play, whether it's warm or cold or raining or whatever.
And honestly, some of them are playing with the other dogs, but they're mostly just like, sniffing. Yeah, they're checking out what coyotes were there last night. They're looking for bunny rabbits. Yeah. They're sniffing piles of horse poop, and we're telling them not to eat it. And then they move on to something else. And some of them eat some weeds and grass, and some of them dig a little bit in the dirt. And they're not even just running like a wild pack of dogs. They're out there fulfilling their needs.
It's totally different than what I've seen in a dog park environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Because here they're all so controlled as far as staying out of trouble. They're not micromanaged at all because they're running all over. It's like 5 acres of woods, and they're running all over the woods playing and having fun. And a lot of them will come back in and check in with their parents or owners, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't even, some of them don't even stop. They just do a run by and make sure their parents are still here drinking their coffee or whatever they're doing. But the dogs who don't get to do that is normally not trained for 100% of recall.
Right.
So that people could go off into the trash or find a field out here somewhere and let their dogs run and play, you know. People used to do it here at at Springbrook Corner a lot. But I think it's Springbrook right on the curve across from the Allison in that big field out there. And I think they kind of stopped that. They put up a lot of signs now, no trespassing and stuff. And I'm not even sure why, you know, because they've done it since I've lived here, and not once they stopped it. But for me, I kind of feel that those people who were dedicated to taking their dog there, they finally found them another place to go.
Oh, for sure. You know? Yeah.
They didn't just
A lot of people go down to Rogers Landing.
You
and
bet.
And,
yeah, so there's places you could go, you know. Up at Ball Peak, you know, I've seen people up there with their dogs off leash running around and stuff. So there's places around to do it, but
once you have a recall, but if you don't have the recall,
And for me, you know, I mean, knock on wood. Here a while back, somebody had a dog. He was just here. He went home probably Sunday. The one I was going to go Alaska fishing, the spotted dog.
Bentley.
They're like, they just don't think a recall is possible on him.
He did the boarding train, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll see it if I believe. I'll believe it if I see it." But he had no
Now he said he don't even
hardly
put a leash on the dog. He just stays with him and recalls. Yeah. He don't chase pigs. He said he still don't listen to his grandpa.
But we know why.
Uses the e-collar, and he gives him too many cheeseburgers fried or whatever. But
yeah.
So for me, it's so fun because that dog's, what, 5 or 6 years old?
Maybe older.
Yeah, and he's had a cool life, you know. Yeah. But he just didn't have that one thing, and that boy knows Grace.
Yeah, it's really good friend of our office manager.
That's probably the only
reason
he brought the dog here.
It is, yeah.
And he told me the other day when he dropped him off, I was here, and when he brought him in, I talked to him, and I asked him, he's like, "Man, he's so cool." He said, "I don't even hardly put a leash on him no more."
That's so cool.
And I actually asked him to put a leash on him to bring him
Oh, yeah, because he came in without
he just
one.
Came in without
he's
a leash.
He's so confident now he's not even using leashes.
Didn't even have a leash with him. So it's kind of fun to see that, you know. And I think that I don't know how many dogs, and I won't do it because my wife has, well, me and my wife, I guess, has some barn cats here that we don't want them chasing. My wife's old dog, and we had some chickens and goats and cows and horses. But I'm not sure how many people could turn their dog loose at their car and bring them in our barn without a leash, you know. It'd be interesting to know because I think some of them don't follow through that far with their dogs, you know. Some of them may not want to. I don't know.
Some of them want to, and they're like, "Okay, I'll follow the rules." But they are so proud that they can do it.
Bet.
They really want to do it, you know?
And that's why we do the Set Your Dogs Free stuff. And, once in a while, we have a little deal out here on our agility course where we can play and train on dogs. And so it's just a lot of fun to see all the amount of effort and time that people puts into following through with what we train here to do. And the sad part is that sometimes people don't follow through, and then they 6 months later they want to bitch at us about their dogs don't do something, but that's their fault. And deep down inside they know it, you know. They just need to blame someone else. And I mean, we have that happen, what, once a year now?
Yeah, I don't know.
So
not that often.
I mean, it still makes me, Well, I still wish they would have bought a program so their dog could do what they're trained to do by us, but we can't make people follow through with what we teach. Bianca, you got anything?
The group walk this week, we have nobody signed up, so if no one signs up, we won't be doing it, but...
Hey, if nobody signs up, we'll go to Rogers Landing and take a dog.
I changed it to Rogers Landing.
Oh.
You've had more people ask about the group walk, so they better sign up.
I know.
Well, they don't want to do it, Brad. They just want to know why we don't do it.
The group walk is 10 a.m. on Thursday at Rogers Landing. I did update
this week, Thursday, right?
Yes.
10 a.m. Rogers Landing in Newburgh.
Yes.
So, be there. What's that old saying? Be there or be square?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but...
I don't either for sure, but...
I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, I had to ask Google. Ask somebody on here. Hey, what's the old saying? Be there or be square.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rochelle said Chevy thought she was going to climb a tree for a squirrel a couple weeks ago.
Nice. I thought we needed some more food on the table.
And then Mo Raya said, Edith is looking for you guys.
Trying to climb in the phone.
I think Laura Newby.
We just had our Saturday without Mo Raya, and it was not very fun.
Aiko's mom said, where did you sign up for it?
The group walk?
Group walk, yeah.
Team Reach. Do you have Team Reach? If you don't have Team Reach, you have an email somewhere, probably thrown in your junk mail or maybe not read, that has a link to Team Reach.
Who are you talking to like that?
What do you mean?
That's the way you talk to me. You don't read it. You don't find it. You don't know where it's at. Well, how do you look for it?
Akko.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see Akko there. That would be so cool.
The group walk would be really good, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
He could have a redemption from the last one he was at. Yeah.
It looks like she's requesting to be in the video, so maybe next week we could have her.
Yeah, I think people accidentally request to be in the video.
Podcast.
But Laura, if you want to come do a podcast, we would love that. We have so much fun with you. Yeah,
Laura,
we can talk about Akko.
She said she's going.
Sounds good. Yeah. 10 a.m. Rogers Landing. We'll see you there.
I called her yesterday and let her know that I was really proud of her for how good she'd done with Akko.
Both of them.
Yeah, because first I was telling him how bad he wanted to bite me and y'all. But compared to what he was when we met him, he's like so cool.
He is.
And it's even like for me with a dog like Akko, you know, he could have really got in trouble this time here.
When he came back for boarding.
If we would have let him, you know what I mean, or made him. But we didn't. We just went with the
kind of trained on him, yeah.
Yeah, and there at last, I mean, he was cool for me. Yeah. I even went and put his pinch collar on, and he's like, rawr, 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 rawr. I told him to shut up, and he did. So, and then when I took him out to them, I told him, this is going to show how hard y'all worked. And he didn't even jump on.
Yeah, he did. They proved themselves there.
Yeah, I was pretty amazed how well he done. And that's another, you know, person that had a real ornery dog and how cool they done with him. And now I'm waiting to hear how Winston's doing.
Yeah.
And then Neo.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty ornery
dog.
Yeah,
I'm dying to know how Neo's doing. I'm dying to know how Winston's doing. Yeah. I'm dying to know how Ollie's doing.
Well, Ollie's going to be cool.
I know, but I just
people's
like...
first dog,
it's
maybe.
Like you raise a baby and give it to someone else.
Stop
it's really
it out.
Like,
throw
it's
that
always
away.
Hard on me for a couple days, and then I hear they're doing all right, and then I'm okay, but I like... I don't even cry. I just sweat.
Do you ever
like,
watch
oh, my God,
Johnson
what if she
thing?
What if she eats their plants? What if she... You know, like, you just think of everything possible that could go
you
wrong.
You ever watch that Just a Jackson kid I'll tell you about?
Yeah.
This is kind of what it was last night. I was watching him. He's on a real cool interview thing. And you could tell he was antsy. You know, he's ready to go because he was at a big farmer's fest thing. And the people he was talking to or interviewing, you know, the three of them, they were wanting to give him tractors and little toys and hats to add to his collection. And he's like, my mom's over there shaking her head. No. That's kind of the way Brett is over there making fun of you talking about giving your babies away. Brett's over there laughing at you. But, you know, I'm terrible with names, you know, but as anybody knows that knows me, but Bob's mom asked me a while ago how hard it is on me when the dogs leave here for board and train and go home, you know. And it does, but the fun part of it always overrides them leaving, you know, because I know they're going to go back to a cool home and they're going to get to have a lot more freedom. And
yeah, owners, but you and I have different perspectives on that, I think.
The owners are going to have a lot more fun with their dogs, you know, so it doesn't bother
They leave and I'm like, oh, I've worked really hard on that dog for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I go with confidence. Yeah, they're going to follow through.
Speaking of which,
Kaylin?
Yeah, she said Ollie/Millie is killing it.
I'm dying to know.
Not eating the plant.
I've checked my phone like 57 times this morning. I even followed her on Instagram to see if she posted any stories.
So how's she doing, Brett?
Not eating the plants and being the best girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is she running around loose?
That dog is going to have so much fun with them. That dog is going to have fun with them.
I still think we should get another one and sell it.
Carrie, Jake, Marvin wants another one.
Are y'all on here?
He's trying to confiscate your over volume.
Overstock.
What do you call it? Yeah.
Well, they said they would like get rid of another one or two if it could go to a really good home. So we need some posted pictures of Ollie and how great a life she's living.
Mariah said a Jack Russell.
No.
No, Raya
said
the Jack Russell.
I don't need no Jack Russell.
Here's the thing. She can do the puppy raiser program with the Jack Russell. You have to be here 5 nights a week for puppy turnout. You have to be here 5 days a week, 45 hours. You can do it. You can have. I'll override Marvin's non-approval.
Well, we're not going to see a Jack Russell. If I was going to get one, you know, my niece in Missouri had some Jack Russell Beagle crosses here a while back.
Why?
Man, they're so cute. Probably accident.
Oh, my gosh, why? That's like the same reason I would get a Doberman, because they're cool looking.
Yeah.
Mariah says she'll get her own.
Yeah, good job.
Good job.
So, Bianca, what do you want to talk about now? I don't even know what time it is, Brett.
It is 10:23.
Man, we've been on here almost an hour already.
Well, we didn't really start until
started late. Started
9:40 probably. We argued for 5 minutes, so 9:45.
30.
Oh, sheesh. Come on.
We should have put our arguments on here. That would get more traffic than anything.
That's true.
Man.
Yeah, Bianca ordered with a signpost. And it don't even have to have a sign on it.
What? Order with a signpost?
Argues.
Argue.
Oh, okay.
I said you would argue with a signpost, it wouldn't even need a sign on it.
It would say, I'm on strike.
Whatever.
So, Brett, do we got any comments?
Nope, that was the last one. I'll get my own. Do you need some things to talk about?
Well, I always have something to talk about. It's just not always what people want to hear. But so, Bianca, what's the difference between, let's say you're... let's say you sleep a lot and you're only up 12 hours a day and it's Saturday and you're a homebody. How many hours should your dog be in a crate? Let's say you only walk your dog for 2 hours for the 12 and you don't have a yard and you watch TV all day. How many hours should your dog be crated versus how many hours should your dog be placed in the house for the 10 hours that you're not exercising and walking, training it?
I'll let you answer this question.
Okay.
You gotta ask Marvin.
She's trying to
he's asking too general of a question. Can you give me a dog and an age and what that 2 hours of exercise looks like?
And see, that was my thing. I was going to throw you under the bus, but you didn't go for it.
I knew that. Yeah.
And so for me, that's what happens to people. They go get a high drive dog when they have a low drive life.
Yeah, like...
And they get aggravated because I'm not... I don't know how to say this without...
Well, just say it and I'll help.
Well, I might piss somebody off, but that's okay. I do that frequently.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now, but okay. Just say
here's
it.
I'm going to come to your board and train facility to adopt a high drive husky, Presley. Okay?
Okay.
So when I show up, I have to bring my two dogs that I told you I own because they got to meet Presley, right, and play together and have cheeseburgers together.
Okay.
So when I get out of my car, you see me with this big old huge boxer.
Okay.
And he's not pulling me really bad. And then let's say Jody gets out with this little pit bull prick-eared looking thing that's dragging her down with a harness on, you know.
Okay.
And she's coming over to the playpen where we're going to release him with the high-energy puppy husky that's, I don't know, what, 85 pounds or whatever.
Okay.
And not trained, but we had him a few weeks, so he's pretty cool.
Okay.
And so when I show up there, you ask me how much exercise my dogs get, right? Because they're really being crazy.
Yeah, that's probably not what I would ask you, but...
Well, to be nice, that's what you should. I mean...
Yeah, okay.
And I say, well, I take her for a walk, you know, for like a half hour, 45 minutes, twice a week. And then you say, well, do you crate them? Well, no, not really. Well, sometimes, because they kind of eat my house, you know. They tear it up pretty bad. But And then this one, he, I don't know, he pees and poops in my house quite a bit. But, like, do you let them out? And you're like, well, not really. You know, I don't have time. I work. We both work, you know. Jody and I both all day, 5 days a week. So we don't really have time. Can we go ahead and put them out with Presley and let them play and see how they do?
Not today.
And that's what the people told him that I seen. They're like, this ain't the right dog for you. But it's like, why would you go get the third dog when you don't? And the two dogs look nice and healthy, you know. I mean, they should be because they don't do nothing. But it's like, why do you go get this third high drive dog when you can't get these two, you know? And we have people that, just like Z's mom, you know, she waited, how long have we known her now? Almost a year, huh? Eight months?
I don't know. I'd have to check timing.
I mean, she was so excited to get Z to play with Dolly.
I don't think it's been a year. Well, I think it's maybe half a year.
Yeah, 8 months maybe or something.
Yeah.
But she waited and waited and waited until she got Z on doing really cool.
Yeah.
And we take him out with dogs. Me and you do. I don't know the other girls do.
I think they're starting to. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And she was so excited whenever she got to meet Dolly from the Newburgh shelter. It's Ollie now, right?
Allie. Yeah.
Allie now. They changed her name. They did. But she was so excited to see, and they played like two little puppies.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
and that's a good comparison because the first person, we've never met their dogs. We don't know them. Second person wanted to get their dog with the shelter dog that we have. We know the dog. We've seen it recently. We know its behavior around other dogs. We know its behavior around other dogs when the owner is present.
Yeah.
Major difference. There's a dog that got dropped off yesterday that the lady's just bewildered at why, and I'm not saying this as a bad thing. She just is like, it's a puzzle to her that her dog gets dropped off at daycare and does fine, but wants to kill Cujo dogs on a walk. And we talked about what we'll talk about in the lesson, which is that possibly you're that dog's property.
Oh,
and
sure.
That dog doesn't give a shit about anybody at the daycare, so it can be around all those dogs at daycare. But then when you're back in the picture, she'll go Cujo protecting her property.
Yeah.
And with the dog that we introduced to the shelter dog 2 days ago, or whenever he did it, in the last week, we know the dog, we know the owner, we know the dog is respectful, we know the dog recalls, we know that if for some reason we get Dolly out, who's been doing good, and we bring Zion out, who's been doing good, and they look at each other funny, we can say, and Dolly, come here. And Zion, come here. Yeah. And then go, you know, for some reason, they're flipping each other off. Let's take them for a walk on a lead and then come back in here. But if you take the two dogs that we don't know and bring them in, it's like
and people pot do luck.
It could
time.
Go fine. Yeah. Could have nothing wrong other than batshit crazy banana dogs walking 100 miles an hour up the walls.
But I'm not a good person to adopt dogs out. And Bianca's even worse than me.
For sure.
because our rules would be so strict. I mean, it'd be like, holy crap. And we've helped Newburgh Shelter.
We would become a sanctuary.
Yeah, we've helped Newburgh Shelter adopt out numerous dogs, and we've helped Homer Bound adopt out some dogs. And so we do get involved in it, but if someone wants to bring their dogs to meet a dog that we don't know, even though we have the dog here from the shelter, we usually take the dog to the shelter and let them do it. If it's a dog that we've trained here and somebody wants to adopt a dog that we've worked with, then we'll do it here. But
and we kind of do the same thing with what we have a pack run on Saturdays. But if you haven't been to the pack run in 6 months and you call us and say you want to come to the pack run, we're like,
yeah,
why?
You got to come back and usually meet with me and get back because you got to meet with me and my pack to see how we're doing or how you're doing and how your dog's doing, you know. So, and for me, you know, we have a lot of clientele that keeps coming back, you know, and I've been doing this long enough now that and in the cow dog world, I did a lot. People would lose a dog, you know, and pass away of old age or get hurt or whatever, you know. And they would call me to get another pup or another dog. And now we've had a lot of clients that's their dogs are getting older and they're losing their dogs and they want to get another dog. And so a lot of them will ask us now, you know, what do we have or what does Walter have or, you know, whatever. And we always and really enjoy trying to help people get the right dog for the right fit, you know.
And we really enjoy fitting shelter dogs because we like to help the shelter dogs have a good life with good fulfillment, not cheeseburgers and enrichment toys and staying in the house all day. But we also like for the people who aren't quite prepared, skilled, experienced to take on a shelter dog that doesn't know home life at all, we like to have options for them to have a trained puppy.
Yeah, you bet. So
there's the best of both.
If Irene don't just totally veto it somehow, we're going to start raising a pup. And we have one now. We got a little lab. Did we ever name her?
No.
Hey, anybody's got a cool name for a female pup or a dog? We're looking for a name. I'm kind of stuck. I have a name that I want to call her, but I'm probably going to get it vetoed.
What is it?
I haven't even mentioned it
yet. Is it?
But we'll have two names, actually.
What are they?
Huh?
Yeah.
Another boat.
What are they?
Yeah, well, it's either Ginger or Chick.
Why?
Because I've had dogs named that, and they're both super, super cool, and this pup's going to be super cool.
Yeah.
And it don't have to be, you know. I mean, we could call it Flintlock or something. I don't care.
What?
Mo Reyes and Dowanda.
What? Said what?
Get out of here.
Dowanda.
She said what?
Dowanda.
What?
I can't even say it. Is Mariah on
Other Mariah wanted to call her Ogre. Or Olga.
Olga. That's
Olga.
No.
Yeah.
Is Mariah on here?
No, Mo.
Mo Raya.
I know. I said, is Mariah on here?
Marvin said I should name my kid that. Anyways.
I said, I'm probably stupid.
This is a great time. There's a bunch to your right of your leashes, if you want to throw your leashes.
Oh, boy.
Leashes that you made.
This is the best invention to the dog industry ever.
Those are on your website, so if you want to talk about them.
Hmm. I haven't seen them on the website. I've seen them because I made them, but...
Which color do I want?
Well, why not have several colors?
Hey, don't...
Sorry.
Are you going to talk about them, or are you just going to show them?
I'm pulling one out.
Holy smokes.
Okay, so this is the Marvin Pierce leash. It's biothane. It's really soft biothane, so it feels really good in your hands. It's lightweight, and the way we train, we want the dogs to walk in the heel position unless you're letting them explore and then calling them back. This is like a really neat thing because you can hold it at the O-ring, and it takes the weight of the whole leash off of the one hand.
Where's the O-ring?
Right here.
Okay.
And it's got oil spill on the O-ring, and there's so many pretty colors. There's like this dark emerald green that Heather won't let me have because she says it's her brand.
You can see them on the table, Brad.
Yeah. This one's bright pink.
Try not to scratch the.
It's got heavy duty snaps on it, and then it has a ring at the end of the handle.
There you go.
Hey, I'm giving a speech and you're in my way.
No, I'm not. You're still being
You can clip the leash onto you when you turn it off leash and you're wearing it. And then when you're ready to put the dog back on leash, you can unclip it so it has the O-ring at the end. And it feels magical in your hand. It's really easy to keep clean. It doesn't stink. You can wipe it off with a rag. You can wash it with Dawn dish soap. Doesn't lose its color.
And some of them have like blue and a different color.
Some of them are two-toned.
Yeah, we've got a little creative.
They're on the website. These by far surpass the Cycle Dog leash for me.
Not me. I still Cycle Dog leash 100%.
I like these way better than the Cycle Dog leash.
If I was just walking my dog that was really cool, I might.
This just feels like a feather in your hand. These,
but probably not.
And we have some that are a little bit wider. We have some that are thinner. We have different colors.
And we have different lengths.
All out black.
4 foot, 5 foot. I'm going to make some 6 foot. The black ones are a little wider. There's two that are a little wider. The black color and I don't know what the other color is.
Yeah.
It's a little bit wider.
Uh-oh, this one's backwards. This one needs to go back to quality control.
What?
Quality control.
And here's Bianca's.
This is my
color.
favorite color. Yeah. I alternate because it's like my outfits, but I have this one too that is like the
Bianca's
brown
guinea pig
leather
trying
colored.
Leashes when I make new leashes. Do you have your puppy leash with you?
I don't. I have a modification I want to the puppy leash.
No.
Yeah.
I made some puppy slip leashes too. And I heard Bianca wants something changed. Made her like 9 of them already, so.
Yeah.
I'll sell you one.
You don't want those ones. You want to wait till the final prototype is out.
So, yeah. If you need a leash, what's the cost on these things, Brett?
I think the $20 we decided on the 4 foot and then $22 on the 5 foot.
And then I'm going to make some 6 foot.
I would get a 4 foot if you're short.
I'd get both. But
or if your dog is really well trained, you don't need as much leash. When you are working on your leash work, you kind of want to be able to do the Marvin dance and play with them and have a little bit more.
So, but we have different colors. We even got a green one in here.
Bright green. Yeah, I picked like my favorite colors.
Yeah, this one here is really.
This one's like a.
It's just a little bit wider too.
Not as neon. This one's.
Sometimes when I call and order this stuff, I order 1,000 foot or so at a time usually. A different color. We usually get 100 foot roll, but they're this one and the black one are just a little bit wider material for some reason. So, but if you'd like one, or 10 or 100, just let us know. We've got a pretty good stock of them right now. So, all right, Brett, we'll throw them back. If we can get them in there now that they're all unwrapped. Here's one. Somebody's right here. This is the old one I made. It don't have that extra ring in it.
Oh, yeah. This ring is like a game changer.
I've got another one I'm wanting to make. I just haven't got around to it yet.
Yeah, this is the best leash on the internet.
So, Brett, you got anything you need to add?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Events over the wintertime, does anything change?
No, we do have one more thing to add. This week, Monday, is day one, and we'll follow up next Monday. We're starting a new challenge. Everyone who was still in it to win it with 100 Days of Dog Training is through. My mom completed it yesterday.
Really?
Congratulations to her. And we are starting a new challenge that's not quite so daunting.
So let's acknowledge who completed the 100 days.
Okay.
Who are they?
Tracy.
Tracy with Luna.
Astro, Luna, and Tippy.
Yeah.
Well, her daughter owns Astro.
And she is the only one who did the 100 days consecutively.
Never missed a step.
Yeah. Nancy.
Posted every day.
Yeah. Nancy also did it with Hunter and Jax.
Yep.
She went on vacation once and posted her videos, I don't know, a little differently that Bianca had pre-approved.
She was out of cell reception.
Yes,
so
and I didn't.
For a month.
But
yeah.
Once we had a meeting about it, She also did 100 days, which is awesome. I mean, I never thought anyone would do it.
He didn't. Yeah.
I would have bet money.
That alone motivated Tracy to do it.
Yeah, probably so. Probably Nancy, too. You know, it might have been a little bit stubborn.
Yeah.
But it's just so exciting that they did it. And then now you said your mom finished it?
She did, yesterday.
Because she had to restart, right?
She did.
Because she overslept or something?
Yeah.
And then has anybody else finished it?
No, never one. Well,
I thought
Heather skipped a day, but she still put a lot of effort in. But she just kept going. She didn't start over when
she
skipped a day.
Has she got the 100
yet? I should know that, but I don't. Heather got her canine good citizen, so I'm like,
yeah. So
it's
really exciting. And then, and so Nancy and what's her name?
Hunter and Jax.
Yeah, but what Luna?
That's Tracy.
Tracy. They both got a really nice present, so it's up to them if they want to say what they are or not. We didn't announce what anybody was getting because...
They didn't even know there was a reward,
well,
which is when I think the reward is best earned.
The only reward was with Bianca, and she didn't make it because she fell asleep and got mad or something.
Oh,
So now let's go back
fell
to...
Fell asleep.
Let's go on to the canine good citizen who got a... who made it?
Oh boy! Okay, so Gabe would have, but his dog's nails weren't trimmed.
That's just bad, Gabe. I feel for you, man. If you're on here,
he passed all of the things, but your dog's nails have to be well kept. Ears can't be filthy, dirty. Everything else was good, but her nails were long. He did do really
well.
They
are trimmed now,
though. They are. Yeah, he'll pass the next one. Mariah and Concho.
Oh, yeah. She passed it.
Yep.
And then Kay.
Bear.
Oh, Bear got his with somebody else handling him.
Yeah. and so now all of our personal dogs except for Rebel and Libby and Ryder, right?
Ryder ain't done it?
Well, she wasn't here. I think he should.
She should. She could.
Yeah, totally. Rebel can't sit.
That's easy to fix.
Listen, a sit is just not important for me. I want a downstay. I want recall. I want not pulling on the leash. And I don't care if my dog sits or not.
I think this just hurts you that she don't.
No, I genuinely just do not care.
Bianca, I'm so happy that you don't.
So
then Kay made it.
Kay and Greta.
Greta.
Which is really cool because Kay didn't even know she was taking the test. I just said, hey, you want to come help me volunteer? And then she said, hey. I said, hey, you should take the test. Yeah. And she said, okay.
Hey, how you like
and
this?
Did it and passed.
Pretty close, huh?
And then Lily and Kathleen, who that one's like kind of special to me because we've been working at this for a while. And I kind of signed up for the evaluator thing so that we could help her and Lily get it because we really wanted her to win. So very proud of her. She's put in some serious work in the last few months getting prepared for this. Heather and Coda, which we said.
Oh, yeah, that was really exciting, too.
Yeah, very excited for her. Heather was very nervous. So
yeah, she about sick in her stomach.
I was worried for Heather that she would be so nervous she would fluke the test because she was so nervous.
Yeah.
Not because her and her dog have not put in the work. So
but her dog ain't
she
good enough.
Did it.
Yeah.
Ollie tried, but Ollie was too lazy to sit up.
Yeah, so the owner of Ollie now, you can do that if you just try.
I told her that would be my goal for you is to be able to do Canine Good Citizen because I think she could do that within 90
is
days.
Is that it?
Well, Raya says, yes, she can. She does it first ask now. And then Akko's mom said,
Mariah, Rebel will not sit for anybody but you.
Rebel will sit for Mariah?
Yes. Yes.
Right,
so
she got
maybe if she tried to get her to do the canine good citizen,
I don't think that
she could do it.
Yeah,
I don't know. You do Ryder, you could try and do Rebel, but boy, she would not sit for Mariah in the class.
Well, she'd sit for me if I asked her and took a couple days.
What did Cash do wrong? Laid down. lazy.
I think he took a nap.
Yeah, we said sit, and he sat, and then went, I'm tired, and laid on the floor, so he flunked.
So, are you going to talk about what you're doing here next weekend?
What am I doing next weekend?
Aren't it this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend?
No, you got a class or a lecture or something?
Oh, man. You make me throw up thinking about it. I am speaking at a doodle breeder conference. Thank you very much, Valerie, for inviting me.
Yeah.
I'm very nervous.
I'm really excited for you.
Yeah. I think once I'm there, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Once I'm doing it. But boy,
and then once you get it done, you know, you'll be
cooler
the next time. Less stressed, I should say.
What's so funny is that that's what I'm talking about. Like, my entire speech is kind of surrounded around exactly what I'm going to have to go through to do this. Because I do not like speaking in front of five people.
See, and I love it. I don't care if it's 5,000.
I do not. I'm not like, God, I can't wait to go speak in front of a bunch of people.
I'm excited.
I'm like sweating.
You need a lecture? Call me. I can give you one.
Yeah. I am not. Once I'm there and I'm in it, I will have fun and it will be good for me. But a lot of my seminar is surrounding where owners with puppies are getting too caught up in avoid all stress and discomfort at all costs.
For the puppy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the dog is traumatized when real life happens.
Yes.
So I know, because of the way we train, that if it makes me uncomfortable to speak in front of people, that I should do it more.
Right.
And prepare for it.
You want us to set you up a mock one?
Sure.
When are we doing our clinic at Cookies?
After the...
Dang it. I'm going to say we do it right there.
Yeah. I did think I would like to teach seminars more frequently because I do... I will say I enjoy teaching a seminar and then separately handling the dog better than I like teaching and handling the dog at the same time, which is why I think sometimes our clinics are good is because I'll speak a lot. I like to talk and you work the dog.
Huh.
I don't know how much you enjoy that though, because I talk over you.
Yeah, that's life. I've learned to live with it. I'm super excited on what you've done with the puppy program, you know?
Me too.
You've went a long ways with it, you know, and you put a lot of work into it and a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
You know? Because you can't get on the internet, in my thinking, and really learn what you should do because you probably are doing something that 10 million other people have done and screwed up with.
And I'm not...
So you've got to kind of invent your own wheel.
Teaching people to do what I've done with one dog that worked on one dog. I'm teaching people
dogs.
The things that has worked on all of them. And I'm talking about temperament types, too, because I think that... It's been so fun. Now I'm regularly taking on a puppy. And this puppy is so freaking different than Sai. I wish I videoed more of it. I need to vlog it. The one that we have now that has no name. If you turn her out at night, all the other puppies I've brought home, Cash, Sai, I can't even remember the rest of them, Tilly, Ollie, they look for me. This one's like, see ya. And it, I mean, pitch black, middle of the night, I have to use a leash.
Should get a fluorescent collar on her.
Oh, I've got a fluorescent leash.
That'll go help if you don't have it on.
And she just is like wildly unafraid, where Sai in the beginning was like, Mom, I'm going to check that out. I'm going to be a little bit curious, but I'm not just going to go.
Remember when you
it.
First got her, how she was kind of shy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I told you not to worry about it.
I know, and I didn't worry about it for not even 5 minutes, and then the next day she was totally different. Yep.
It's fun because it's that separation from their normal life, you know.
And it's interesting, too, because she, I'm going down a rant of talking about puppy behavior, but she doesn't care where I'm at, so I'll have to work really hard to get that,
get her hooked
you know?
Up with you.
But she crates awesome. because she does not care. She's like, sure, kennel, okay, see you in a few. She's not, you know, where the some of the other puppies I brought home the first time you're working on crate, you put them in there and they're like, where are you going? She's like, cool, Cujo. I'll take a nap, I'll see you Cujo. Soon. Yeah, yeah.
Brett, how long have we been on here?
Oh, over an hour.
How okay. long, though? You know?
Probably an hour and 10. Huh? Yeah.
Hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah. So we want to get off here pretty quick, but...
Yeah.
That's a can of worms I'm opening, and we're just going to bail.
Oh, know, my really gosh.
But I want to try to do a book about shelter dogs' lives after the shelter. Ooh. Write a book about what I think their shelter lives could be. So I would like to get, I don't know how many people we have on here or how many actually views our podcast, but people that view their podcasts, especially the people that knows me and knows how many shelter dogs that we've worked with here, what's your thoughts on me doing that and how big of a can of worms are we going to open? Because I have a whole different philosophy about boarding trained dogs than other people do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So are we ready to go?
No. Mariah pointed out that you never introduced the challenge for the week.
What's the challenge for the week?
Oh, am I doing it?
Yeah.
It's on the board. Are we not going to do a video to show them what it is? Or are we just going to say it?
This is your project.
Remember, you wrote it up on the top right corner.
Yeah, because you've been talking about it for 3 weeks and we haven't started it. It's your project. You're the one who came up with the idea.
No, I thought we wrote the first one.
No.
Oh, shit. I said it the other day. I just didn't write it down. I thought you wrote it up on the top right corner.
That was just my reminder for you to start.
So I think that we... For me, I would like to see your dog lay and stay without looking at you.
Whoa. You're just going for that weak one.
Well, yeah. Because
do you mean like the person can leave the room or they have to look at the wall? Room.
You don't even, no, they don't even have to look at the wall.
Oh, man.
I want your, can you see my phone, Brett?
Yep.
Okay, this is my dog's head, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
And you can do it in your house, and then you have to do it out in your yard or an outdoor spot. I'm not saying turn your dog loose and not get ran over by a car. So you can do it in your yard, or if you have to, because I don't think we're going to have 5,000 of them, you can call us and we can try to do it here at our facility. But this is your recliner or couch, and you're watching your TV, okay?
Where's your head? Where's the face on
your
that?
Your head is facing this way.
Okay.
This is your head. And I want you to be able to bring your dog over here. And its head's this way. And the wall's over here. So it don't have to be right there. But you can lay your dog down. Now, some of you are going to cheat and put a puppy dog video on a TV up here. So you're both lined up.
So the dog can't look at you. For how long?
I don't care. 5 minutes. It don't matter. It's not a big thing.
Oh my
you know?
God.
Well, 5 minutes.
That, yeah. Shut up, Marvin.
And then you have to do it in your yard. Okay? And you have 7 days to accomplish this. Okay? Bianca's leaving. She's going to go try it right now. So I guess Bianca's done. So everybody has it. The rules are here. On video, so when we have questions, you have to be you can be looking this way if you want, or you can be looking that way, or you can be looking this way. It doesn't matter what way the human's looking, but the dog has to be looking away from the human for 5 minutes. All right, Brad. Thanks,
man. Someone said, what is the point of not looking at us?
So,
Mia said, so the dog has to be faced towards the wall?
No, not the wall. You didn't see me. The wall's way over here. You can be outside in the field. The whole purpose of this is so your dog is not like, I gotta go, I gotta go. I gotta hang out with my mom, my dad. I can't lay here. So, and you better do really well with this because the next one's going to be harder.
Mole Raya said, I'm
Bianca's out here practicing right now.
Did she?
Holy shit, Brett. Put the camera on
her.
Just put it right through the window, the dirty ass window. Look, people, what's she doing? Cheating. She's out there trying it. I tell you what. You'll hear her out there cursing. Rebel! Oh, no, it's Tilly.
It's Tilly, yep.
Yeah, she got easy bed. Dog. Okay, so you got the rules, folks. Post your videos, they don't count. One in the house and one out in a yard somewhere or a field. Thanks a lot. Have a good week.
Thanks for listening to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast. If you found this information helpful, we suggest following even more of our dog training tips and resources on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher.